Hashtag huge fail webinar ID 880-782-33178. This text is hashtag the long form. A spoken voice narrative media file is recommended while you read along. Let us begin. The beginning of the end. The end of where we can find God or what is most unholy at its maximum. Condolences. I find it strange this is a mad world. Statement of condolence. March 20, 2021. Once again, we find ourselves embracing the shock and grief of an act of terroristic violence against a designated group. This time it is our siblings who are Asian. This is a hate crime and it behooves us to name it and not to pretend that this act of violence is anything less than a hate crime which was carried out by a very disturbed young man. We offer our condolences, thoughts and prayers to the families who have lost their loved ones and along with that we offer them our commitment to continue to work to create a new narrative in this country that will not support the energy that fuels the fires of hatred toward anyone. We stand in solidarity with all of the people in Atlanta and across the country who are working to create more spaces where acceptance, love and appreciation for all people will be the only acceptable behavior. Along with this, we want to be clear about the necessity to create better systems to assess and provide mental health treatment for those among us who need such care so that it will be more difficult for messages of hatred and invitations to practice violence against others to thrive. The work of every thoughtful and peace-loving person must be turned toward diffusing the narratives of hate that offer violence as a problem solver. This act of violence against the precious souls that were lost and all other such acts cannot be tolerated. We need to be outraged enough as a collective community to stand in solidarity while proclaiming that we will stand against such acts by not being so quick to forget and to move on to the next news story. Let's take the time to grieve for those who were killed and for the young man who did the killing. Let's allow ourselves to lament about it. Then may we rise from the grief and lament with a new determination to do more to make this land a place where this type of violence will cease to exist. May God give us the will and the courage to do whatever is needed to create a less violent world and may God have mercy upon all of us. Catherine Meeks, Ph.D. Executive Director. Center for Racial Healing. R.T. Reverend Robert C. Wright. Bishop. Episcopal Diocese of Atlanta. Dash. Work of every thoughtful and peace-loving person must be turned toward diffusing the narratives of hate that offer violence as a problem. Dash. Exactly what did I do wrong? I did absolutely nothing wrong. Why am I punished for doing absolutely nothing wrong? Doctor. I don't have the patience to explain the words below because they are the truth and what you are doing is an absolute embarrassment to which you cannot explain. Why you removed my attendance and influence indoor Bevana yesterday for no reason, absolutely no reason justifiable. You're going to tell me what that reason is slash was. Why did you act so irrationally violent against me, violent for sure? Hello. Why are you hating on me instead of accepting me? Why am I not welcome to your world? Why am I being punished, continuously punished for 15 years? Why am I a targeted individual of gang stalking that nobody can talk about in a civil manner? Why am I the one you all hate? Why am I the one that you cannot accept to be able to discuss and have a conversation? Why am I the one? Why is it I that is subject to this nightmare? That nightmare is real. You lied. You lied flat dash out lied when you marked my question as answered live. In your webinar live there was no answer. You continue to hate me to death. I demand you explain yourself. You remove me from your webinar for no reason. I want this fixed by the remedy resolve addressed below. You are absolutely insane. Dr. Meeks. Absolutely insane. If you were to take the time and actually open my previous email referenced below, this would never have happened. The words you put condolences is not being practiced. In a society that is your faults that are violent, that I'm addressing your own words back onto you, these are to be addressed and I'm not going to relinquish my command that you explain yourself. I may have indeed the answer to which we seek. The answer to stop mass shootings. You prevent me from talking free myself in your group chat. How elitist you can be, how extremely disturbing this is to anyone who can see the sides of rational and irrational upon this. You are a devil, the worst of the devil. That work of the devil is within his from yesterday. The work of the devil. I have to take that forever dash that you use this panel of pretense is not really the source of the gang-stalking deliverance. I believe it is that which is true. You guys are the source of the creation of the gang-stalking paradigm from all way back, twins, and you are enabling it instead of terminating it. Instead of terminating it, you lied. In your way, asserted here. You have to explain yourself. I demand that you explain yourself here. I am insulted beyond all end. What exactly is it that you hate on me so much? Why did you hate on me so much? Why do you hate me? L. Dash. Is my narrative that you have to diffuse to an oblivion? Where is my narrative in all of this that you can claim such offense is violence? Even what is below is not violence. Get rid, maybe a little offensive, but you deserve that. You deserve to be put out on onto the highest land of the stocks and so some level up humility among our entire populace for what you have done to me yesterday. I'm diffusing the act made in silence a yesterday that you imposed against me. I want to know why you did that exactly. I want to know why you did that exactly. I want to know that answer. I want to know the answer. I demand that answer. Mercy, 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 stop the hate already. Stop hating on me. Stop hating on me, you all hypocrites. I deserve an apology. I deserve a real address. I deserve a accreditation for not being what you think. I deserve some credit where credit is due, and I deserve to be respected at all cost. Abode, the aku made was an action, not just words. You are an action. Silent, that action was violent, not benevolence. Your actions against me was a violent one. In silence, I demand you take your way, your silence, and explain yourself. Exactly what did I do to you to deserve such treatment? Exactly what did I do? Nothing, absolutely. Nothing. You are a crazy woman. What you say above, but you don't believe it in your heart. You don't have that in your heart. If you did, you would never have acted in the violent manner that you did. Out into the universe, a reply to all in this channel. Now I demand you out yourself to your explanation of how you can even go there with me as I attend your webinar for the betterment of all society. How can you do that? How can you be that? How can you show that is the way you are? Explain yourself. Webinar event title: Intergenerational Mental Health and Racial Healing Town Hall Meeting. Link page: https://www.centerforracialhealing.org/post/intergenerational-mental-health-and-racial-healing-town-hall-meeting. This is Thea Design logo. In this logo is representing hashtag Impatapo dash. The binding knot. We are forever linked. You cannot change this fact. Dr. Katherine Meeks. And Peace Builder. James Martin Driscoll. You can't throw me out of anything without throwing yourself out along with me. As such, you are in extreme hot water. In all ways it is possible to be unfaithful dash an offense so over the top unimaginable dash. Dr. Katherine Meeks dash. Effectively you have invalidated your entire mission dash. Its usage from African-sourced culture, the symbolism of the Adinkra. Those ideals which are taught in that culture are actually available to be placed upon legal documents. Do you want me to show you a legal document that has the Adinkra symbols on them? You dismiss my validity as a school, and I told you when I made this image yeah what was basically happening with me, and you go through me off into an invalid function. So goodbye Dr. Makes, you're not able to have any kind of association with anybody but yourself. You are a stand-alone hypocrite. For anything that is in my life sphere that is in a disabled state or dysfunctional or disheveled is all because of this effect that has happened in my life. Society has placed interaction and you know it because you avoided point O. You are responsible in that which you are not telling the whole world. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and this little act. Display of an intolerance that you all have against a topic to be discussed in your webinar yesterday just proves the point to the absolute resolve you are incapable of telling the truth. Today proves it. And I don't write my words like this, especially at this level of what has happened lightly. These are very serious accusations that I'm placing upon you. Very serious. I'm challenging your moral positions. You have a moral challenge to explain yourself. You really have some nerve, doctor. to have violated such a binding principle. You have insulted an entire culture that is across the seas. The source of the Adinkra. At the level that this is being played out, I give you no mercy, I give you no chance, you are not forgiven until you comply with some reasonable concessions. List to prove that the words you say, the words you represent, the symbolizers that you represent are the truisms of the actions that you are making in our world. I know they are on my side. I know that I represent the realism, the real thing. And all of the reality of it. I have absolutely nothing to hide. I have absolutely nothing to show for that honesty, but I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I'm done with this life because you all can't put yourself into an integrity role of honesty. All of you on top of this policy that has done killed people, and you continue to kill people by defending this instead of releasing it into the truth light understanding of what this is you all are operating in. A deep dark secret is here and it must be told. It cannot be said obviously without being commanded with some leverage to put you into a place of punishment before you will act accordingly. So I have a set up some situations of punishment instead of having this binding not seek its rewards for our peace building, okay? You must have to be punished for this absolutely insane position you are operating in. So I'm seeking counsel to punish you for your web presence must be terminated, your ability to have any kind of webinars terminated, here's your whole mission should be removed from you, your whole licensing removed from you. For this incident, it's not just a mere infraction of pushing somebody out of a webinar. It's much, much, much more than that, and you know it and I know it. In all good grace, God forbids you to continue this. You will not give it up, you will never give it up properly, give it up and shine the light to this and tell the truth. So you must be put into a punishment and a forevermore punishment, a loss of your reputation and prestige you hold, because that is the only thing that might reach that is going to go away from you before you actually can see to this truth. So we have to continue in a war-based mode instead of a peace model, because you don't represent peace, you represent a wartime model of attack, because you under all elements of understanding attacked me when I said to you that's described below. You know you did not answer my question in the live session, you lied, and you can lie all you want but not in my life when my life is at stake, and it is life in death not for you to control such discussion models when there is a deep secret here and I know it and I have it against you. You are going to regret this if you do not provide a response. An explanation for what you've done. Explain yourself dash. And if you can't. I hope you don't resort to what Dr. Shijino did. Dead on the 10th of April 2020. The official reason was by a stroke. But I highly suspect that is also a lie onto this record. An NIH document issued. 6th of April 2020. I had violated the restraining order between us. This confrontation of the truth I'm holding against this entire mess, this was going back into court. I will have my day in court properly. But what she did, he didn't. I'm sure it was an act of self-sacrifice instead of bringing forward peace. And self-sacrifice to not tell the truth, for the haters are in control of this scheme and you too are, that which I say are the haters. Prove me wrong, tell me what's going on, show me your intellect is on key to yourself, need to explain this correctly. I highly suspect that my HIV doctor committed suicide instead of bringing this truth forward. Is that what you are going to do? Commit suicide? So to escape your obligation to this lie so bad, so taboo, it cannot be discussed in a normal form, in a normal way. I'll have to be back alley darkness and I will not go that way into a dark alley agreements, no way. I don't want you to commit suicide. Please don't do that. Please explain yourself. Be an honorable woman. A Dr. OT greatness. For a change. The words you say are the words you do, and that is what we do right here and now. That is the only what we can do that is anywhere practical to a solution is to be discussed, and it will be discussed publicly, not privately, not behind closed doors. You could offer me $1 billion and I will not negotiate such agreement settlement. I mean it, there is no settlement have any kind of bargaining monetary value here, absolutely none, that it's not my motivation here. You can't pay a single dollar to $1 billion to avoid this conversation. You understand me. We need unification and peace-building. Reconciliation. I have absolutely no faith because you are destined and prone and predicted to be a failure in this regard, a failure to me because all of his civil society has proven this send failure. The failure that they cannot speak the truth. They cannot tell the truth. They cannot have a discussion about the underlying reasons. But we must. This discussion is so taboo. This discussion is to be taken away and removed. It will pop up again and again and again that this discussion must have some reason of holding it against you forever. I'm not going to go away so easily without a consequence of the damages that you have done or at a limit to no more, no more, no more, so no more. This discussion will proceed properly. Stop the lies, bring forward the honesty, and let's move forward into all-time human history to the betterment of all of our society, can we please? I challenge you to your moral positions. You violated your own logo's meaning and symbology. You acted out of haste to get rid of me as waste. A conscience do you have for what you did is to conduct an act to hold and keep a secret from being said. I knew someday somewhere it was going to happen that we're going to be put together in a real-time dimension. You were going to not honor the commitments that you should. I knew it already, you are already exposed so badly. Our history back to 2005. You never responded to anything of a practical sense, my correspondence. I wonder how many people are classified in this forensics you have been investigation that all of your mail of all the history you have to be shown this same equation that you have for me you have had for others. How many others fall into THS category if you had an investigation of your email? For now I will let the public decide who is who and where is why, and the declaration of what is going on here is an absolute need of resolve. You cannot take me away and then have a meeting webinar as a complete whole to a policy that is needing to be changed in this exact aspect. You cannot do that. You cannot be serious. You did what you did to me. You have lost all your ability to be trusted for all of humanity and all of society without honoring the binding. Without honoring this finding, you can't be trusted forever. That would be the condemnation of the African culture if you want to know how to go into that view. I'll show you it's not me, it's the symbology that you used to try to falsely impress the world. Because you're not using the symbol correctly, you have falsely impressed no one. Can proceed in your hypocrisy. Like it or not, that is the case to which you are standing. You have no choice if you are going to be an honorable to your mission work woman to proceed united. We are not enemies. I'm not begging for help, as you can see my attitude is quite clear, quite aggressive to do the right thing. I don't care if I live or die under a regime that you don't respect this from the beginning, so I have to put some pressure on you unless you somehow for you to get the right way in your mind to it correctly only the first time. There is no recycling of this, I'm very serious. You can't enter into my space and try to take me out, do something around a trip, work around it is not going to happen if I refuse to play along with that game. There's no more game, take the game away instantly now and do it right for a change. Be the change, I challenge you to be the change. It will be the most honorable and the most appreciative and the most adorable you will ever have in your possession of the future. You will be the most of everything. There is the one everyone looks up to have done it right. You will be your expiration. This is one for the history books. Doctor makes one for the history books, I guarantee you. As it stands right now, if you don't meet this challenge I put before you, you can't be trusted, and thoughts that you cannot be trusted in everything you do, and as for other people to decide, not me. My goal and my hope is that you rationally are given the option here and you rationally choose the correct direction. But if you choose not to, which you have the freedom to, I guarantee you this one is not going to go away and it's going to haunt you to the end of your life. I don't want that upon you, so I'm going to have to put some leverage on this so it doesn't get into the universe of the public knowledge before you turn yourself around. I have to go for some punishments to show you that others do not have this view, that others are responsible, that others will not allow this to continue beyond me. Others have the same opinion. It's not me that you have to pay attention to, it is the world you have to pay attention to, and I represent the emissions and messages of the world, not missions and messages about individual. And all of what you do, you can't be trusted now. And as I have written in my writing of most recent times, I'm getting very tired, I'm getting very mentally stressed, I'm not able to concentrate on my words, so I'm not going to send this perfect. I want to send it as it is, and hopefully you can get the gist of the meaning of where you are standing between you and me and the world, and you choose the world, please choose the world of peace. This is not rambling. This is a very complex issue, a very needed discussion, and you force it upon this in this diatribe because that is all I can do is show you how effectively narrow-focused you are. I didn't care, really didn't care. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't be this wordy. I wouldn't show you anything. I would let you go away knowing that somebody will destroy your life rays after this. I'm trying to tell you to come back to the table and do it right. If I didn't care, I was just write this out to the universe, posted somewhere, and let it run its course. I'm not doing that. I'm placing this into the record for the tools that we are using, and they can decide whether or not I am out of my mind or not, and if I am out of my mind, who is at fault? There is no standing here of language that you must accept or not accept. There is no such thing as a standard here. That is Marlon Riggs' words, Introduction to Standards. Since you threw me away, all of these words are given to you that would not have been written. You make these words, write these words yourself. You make these words present because of what you did to me. You should not have done that. I can only fight with words. There's nothing in these words except for attitude of focus to change your mind before you go into your oblivion. Graphic below. What is active here is what this actually means. Upon the crossing of a time period, I placed us into this binding. Whether or not you want to respect the symbol that is in your own logo or not. The creation of this image. 2019-06-08-1133. CC. Emergency understanding status. There are no councils available. There is no consulate for me to address these health/safety concerns with life or projected death skull outcome. Intention statements-webinar event-proven untrue. They were not honored today. Offended by challenge. I have the right to attend. I had the right to question. I had the right to reuse the notion bestowed. My question was clicked answered within this event's discussion. It was not. For confronting such deception. My original registration poor attendance was forcefully ejected as I did something wrong when I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. That was an unexpected action against me in so doing. I didn't capture that message of being forced out of the space of discussion forcefully removed because of my how dare I challenge the truth of your deception. How dare I need to have an answer to this. It is my life and death after all. How dare I stand up for my life. How dare I stand up and try to save my life. The text of this webinar is a flat out bald face lie. Description. You are invited to join in this discussion that brings mental health practitioners and a public policymaker together to address the current intergenerational mental health crisis that we are facing. Also, the panel will explore the connection of racism and poor mental health conditions. Though we are in Georgia, this issue has no geographic boundaries and the content will be of value to all. Collision, a collision of a coalition remarkable factors. These are those factors directly divine whether and not anybody is actually listening to me. All integrity lost in this quest to save my life. To have the haters involved here taken out and scorned for the absolute insolence so that the haters here are not the winning side that are intentionally allowed to win. There is no consulate to go when the haters are all in control of the top tiers of everything in view of policy-making. In this regard that makes this an extreme need to declare a state of an emergency. The evidence that I was there for that exact reason is appropriate to the definition of the description. And that is obvious. No one can say I was in the wrong room for the wrong topic and threw me out because I was irrelevant to the topic. The evidence in any kind of court proceeding will show my true motive. I was there in all integrity, in all honesty. Out of sequence to the hidden special interest dash. A conflict collision. Out of the line. For once I made it known, somebody in the panel who is called the host decided to point a gun of light-minded weaponry gun, and shoot me out of relevancy. The one who pulled that trigger pulled it twice. The first time I didn't capture it, the second one I did. It was most likely Drive, Catherine Meeks directly as host. She is the one who pointed the gun at me and in an informational quarantine for me out of this discussion for no reason. As an informational quarantine is I'm restricted from having a conversation with anybody in view that has not tipping tainted by the devil you are killing me intentionally killing me. I demand an explanation. The host targeting me out of this discussion. I was in that webinar appropriately viewing and appropriately pay attention to the content being discussed. Put your actions where their words are. Those were just words with no action behind them. You might as well have no webinar under such a pair, such a structure of insults for such a structure of assault. And structure to kill people to kill people. If this is the standard that is allowed to be carried, that this proves my motive and poops their motive and their conflict that happens, this is extremely dangerous to the night sets of our entire society, the mental health of our entire society, if this is the standard that is allowed to press forward without being reprimanded. This is most dangerous to continue. The whole notion of this is against natural law. I am going to die, I'm going to die, I will die first. Then to concede that this is the standard that you all want and desire and have enforcement to be the standard that the population in the United States is oppressed into. The mental health crisis to which is directly involved. You don't have any solution to upward progress - a crisis that you mentioned, it's being caused by conditions that I am in suffering from. Your hypocrisy is outrageous. That you show here is outrageous. Immediately kill the possible discussion of the solution that you're trying to meet, for in this webinar you might as well kill everybody who attended it. They're being deceived. If this is the standard to which is allowed to pass. This is an unfortunate condition that I will have to report upon our President of the United States of America. And then the United Nations. In so doing, in a about face 180 degrees walk into a different direction, is demand of your side of authority. This is not the standard that we allow to pass into an authoritative, untrue, falsified image your authoritative represented. A point of view that allows this to go unchallenged. This lack of trust continues to build down, yes, building down into all pits of hell. This condition of a societal elite decision of a two-faced. Approval and denial of who can affect policy. When this is a policy to visit dividing our nation, exactly what this is right here and now. On the steps of hell, you are bringing our country to full collapse. This has been placed into our society a few generations ago. It can't be allowed to maintain authority, a scholarly academic justification, a social engineering. Unless you can have a discussion about it, it's a trashed thing that you can't even say you're proud of. It must be terminated immediately, that means it must be addressed immediately, that means it wasn't addressed, and the webinar that did not address it is a piece of trash discussion because it does not serve the greater of our best angels of our best of excellence. This webinar cannot be allowed to exist at that standard, erroneous to follow into any kind of policy, no matter what. It's not complete. And it's not appropriate. And moreover, to the point. It's full of a hate agenda. An absolute statement of deductive reasoning, conclusive truth. If this webinar is not destroyed and redone, allowing my attendance be a part of this webinar - a start over. If that does not happen, you all are all insane. The introduction to why this webinar must be started over completely and comprehensively with great intelligence over the statement that you will be making. Completely in a written new commitments. Admit to which you did to me. The cause from the source doctrine, or but I would call a manifesto that you are following. The source to which yes fit any kind of understanding to why you did exactly what you did to me. If you don't produce fat, then there's no understanding that we will have an agreement with. You must provide me why you did that, and to the evidence why you did that you must acknowledge it in its completeness, wholeness by title. So then we address it as a problematic issue. I was addressing these problems appropriately balanced. We collectively start doing something right for a change. As the sun will be coming up in a few hours. How can you all sleep? Everyone answers to someone. Where is the new horizon? See video presented in Don't Lie to Me by Barbara Streisand. That is a multi-part video playlist. If you care, that is an extremely long time to invest in a short-term time allotted understanding, but everything is there, every single argument and every single position and motive that I am holding. Let us hear the lyrics to the song that begins the new this distinctive presentation of where we should be walking to a new horizon. Walking together, hands holding together in peace, we should be walking together, united together in peace. We should be walking together, united together in peace. No matter who I was or where I am, we should be walking together, united and united we should be walking to peace. But that is not your agenda, is it? Multiple doctors. No doctor, especially a medical doctor, should be allowed, legally allowed, to lie to their patients. And all I am asking for is an open and honest relationship with my doctor so I can discuss these matters. As though there is no forum, this is where we go with this. We should not be lying to one another in all aspects of our society, and that is my principal message. Rule and order here, simply stop lying. Don't lie to me. Song by Barbara Streisand. Why can't you just tell me the truth? Hard to believe the things you say. Why can't you feel the tears I cry today? Cry today, cry today. How do you win if we all lose? You change the facts to justify. Your lips move, but your words get in the way. In the way, in the way. Kings and queens, crooks and thieves. You don't see the forest for the trees. Head and heart, on our knees. You can't see what we all see. How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. You can build towers of bronze and gold. You can paint castles in the sky. You can use smoke and mirrors, old cliches. Not today, not today. Kings and queens, crooks and thieves. You don't see the forest for the trees. Hand on heart, down on knees. You can't see what everyone sees. How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Can't you see I'm crying? Can't you see we're crying? Where's the new horizon? Where's the new horizon? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep when the world keeps turning? All that we built has come undone. Enough is enough. How do you sleep when the world is burning? Everyone answers to someone. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, you lie to me. Can't you see I'm crying? Can't you see we're crying? Everyone answers to someone. Source: Mismatch. Songwriters: John Shanks / Barbara Streisand / Jonas Mirren / Jay Landers. Don't Lie to Me lyrics copyright Emmanuel Music, Halaron Music, Duver Island Songs, Songs of Universal Inc. A multi-part video playlist on the subjects is important. It's important enough to survive my own death if you can't get it yet to stop lying. Can there be any doctor in my view of my care that will not lie to me? Is there any such thing in our planet of existence that I can reach for instantly now today? I want it in my life now today. There is not such a thing in this country. That is a fantasy now, isn't it? I'm not able to have a doctor put into my view that will honor a commitment of complete honesty now, is there? There is not such a doctor in my capability at my reach to fulfill such an honorable mention. Now is there, now is there? Snowden. Dash Snowden. The trusts of betrayal. Of this country, it's just its own citizens that trust so eroded, so badly betrayed. Tea is rotting our nation to eventual collapse. It is the trust targeted being assaulted that I will not oblige your decision to hold this against me. Forever and a day. I refuse to give consent for such a scheme of hate. Is there an answer here for me? There better be, because if there's not, I will die first before I commit to not having a doctor that I can hold at trustful considerations. I will die first. Give me an opportunity to trust this again. Give me that opportunity. I'm reaching for something that is impossible now. And I not question it. For it not possible everywhere. In the world. No. But is impossible in the United States of America under this system that you have created. And I not true. Is that not true? And if it's not true, full the honor and make this the reconciliation of the lifetime so we can fix this now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, not next decade. Now I demand this now. you cannot answer this equation that there is not such a thing as a doctor that I can trust in all honest relationship. There is not such a thing here in the United States of America. Now is there not that fulfills my particular care needs anywhere? There is not such a doctor at my reach anywhere. Correct, that's the answer. I have to concede. That is not the answer I will accept. I will die first, I will die first, I will die first before I concede to such an agreement. That I cannot have a doctor in HIV care that is in a complete honest and open relationship. That does not detach himself from this relationship when I bring up this subject again and again, that he does not terminate the relationship unjustly any legal, that's my tire doctor did he do. I want this committed in a written to create a written new commitment in like air. I demand a new horizon that does not allow the doctor to escape his moral obligation to remain honest in all of the things that are so holy. God forbid you to continue this unnatural law of our land. This is not the way we are supposed to be doing it. Forbid you to proceed in this way. God forbids it. It is a God-forbidden role that you do not speak the truth and expose this reality of your dimension of fallacy. I refuse to play along with this game. Find me a doctor. Find me a new horizon to trust you all again. Or. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you all haters. Fuck. You. I refuse to remain a victim for you to continue to abuse, to be a targeted individual of gang stalking for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be a victim of gang stalking for the rest of my life, and the damn police department will not address this. The entire society, civil society, will not address this. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you all haters. Fuck. You. Release me out of this country. I demand to be released so I can change my country to some other country. That other country that does not allow, intentionally allow the haters to always win, to always win, to always win. That is the paradigm I'm at the tending to contemplate whether that is true or not. But it is true, it is true, it is true. Is it true? If I cannot have a conversation, begin, though can't have this conversation to begin. That is true, then that is true, that is true, and it should not be true, but it is true. I did now, it's my United States citizenry where I cannot get and have an honest medical care for seed in all true integrity. We cannot have such a state of medical care. At least I can't, but we can't have such a state of honest integrity of our medical care, much less anything else. Then this goes way beyond that. We cannot have a degree of sensibility and anything on our life. We are being controlled beyond any kind of needed elements. This government should be butting out. Where they have no God approval permission to be doing. They should not be there doing this at all. They're out of the marker of natural law and they can't defend it. It's unnatural to contend with this forever and a day. Get the fuck out of our minds, to be some sort of intervention of anything that is unnaturally unlawful to be doing. You are insane to keep this paradigm. Respect the citizens of the United States of America by respecting the laws on the state of America. Respect the laws by the government answers. Respect the law of the United States of America. Government of the United States of America, don't break this. You have already broken this. It's too late. The damage has been done. Mass shootings, mass shootings, mass shootings, and other elements of our society out of control. Leave us alone to have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness all on our own. Mass critical, mass critical, mass. This message must go out. Critical mass. Hidden activities such as gang stalking is outrageous to allow in this country or anywhere. Outrageous that I'm a targeted individual of this for 15 years. This is outrageous. I give you no consent to any action hidden that is not a part of the hierarchy of human needs chart. An invention of psychology that is true. I give you the government no consent to be an invisible force influencing or any kind of way. Intervening, interrupting, or coercing my mind to any action. You are insane. Your obligation is to the law of the United States of America, and no law gives you the right to manipulate other people's lives to a destructive force that ruins their lives. That is what has been done to me. And that has been done to many. This is absolutely outrageous. Obligation or authority to be intervening and manipulating and destroy. Answer me. Is there any way to have a doctor in a mode of this creation established in my care for my health care, in a care of honesty with integrity and trustworthy needs to me, and that doctor to be the best of excellence to care for me? to care for me and not decide he is a methodology to destroy me. Within the system of the United States of America, is there any way to actually have an open and honest relationship with my doctors? If not, I would rather die first than to concede and agree to such irrationality. All the citizens of the United States of America who are not pay attention do not consume consent by tacitly agreeing that the government can break the law, and the law being broken is an acceptable tacit consent upon them. How ridiculous are you going to be to maintain this conspiracy, this big fat lie secret? Release me from this country. I demand it. I demand it now. To change and announce my United States citizen, ring now if this question cannot be answered now. If I left to a silence of not having an open forum and I can't have a discussion item and night United States citizen changed immediately effective immediately. Part of the criminal activity, the PACES have the VIP and will always intentionally be able to win this debate. I don't want to stand here and know the truth at all and have to sit down and shut the fuck up. About the truth. Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. You're not going to get it. And in the discussion that move forward, I demand to know the people that would be him, her, or they who are at the top of this scheme to maintain this little gain. I demand the names as well. If you want to keep the country from going all hell, you better know. I demand the names. All videos are on YouTube and all videos will be stayed into permanence for all time human history. If I get a triple pissed status from my doctor appointment with my cast to cut off and I don't get the result of these matters upfront over it, I will kill myself in suicide before I allow you to continue. That suicide will only be an act of martyrdom against you all who are in this mix. Fucked up human dash and will not concede to the rationality to have a discussion, a true discussion, a true solution, and a new meeting, a new honor for my role here. A new day will dawn, properly focused to balanced wellness as a wholeness approach to your care and concern of whatever you do from this day forward. Card. https://balanced-wholeness.card.co. Loudly crying. Doctors. You must involve yourself. Dr. Neeraj Gupta. Southern California Orthopedic. 180 Artesia Street. Sant 360. Pomona, CA 491767. Phone 909-629-4604. Fax 909-629-4683. So lovely to have an email address assigned to this. That is a real email address and this is categorically defined here. Correctly. So let me add you to the list of where this particularly is filed, cause you won't get it any other way. This is the top of the stack here. Absolutely no reason for what you did, absolutely no justification you can come up with. Absolutely you are out of line and unprofessional at the highest fault. http://vookeduphuman.life/dr-catherine-meeks. I don't have time for you. My focus has been on doctorally and you'll do the same thing. So I need to find somewhere on the planet Earth rational and reasonable people prevail over the haters who are intentionally always allowed to win. You are among the haters, definitely, for sure. And that I said I had no HIV. Doctor, you don't care, and I said a bunch of things that you don't care about. You throw me out of the webinar because you can't speak the truth, and that is going to be known somehow, some way. You're not going to be able to hold on to this fantasy. Something wicked this way comes. Something wicked this way done. Issuing complaints on Facebook. A very, very different kind of complaint filing. I hope that they give you a chance to repair this with me. I hope that you are given a chance in your heart to see the reality of this. I also have an draft to the complaint to Zoom customer support. They're using Zendesk. Zendesk and I have some history. So the history that is filed on my website between you and I, and then all the way back to 15 years ago when CityAIDS America was your project. When I lived in Oakland and for Oakland, you said there were no policy pathways available and that you recommended grass-roots efforts. Do you remember yet? Probably not. Everything lost because you have had no true connection to the materials in your work that so thankfully bestow upon us for your reputation and your esteem. You have no true calling to a helping method, because if you did, you would not have removed me at all. Isn't that right? In the moments the creation of the webinar. You're just playing it so that you have something to say, you're doing something positive. When you're not, you're a fraud, you're a fake. It's just whistling Dixie to you. I don't need to know what I already know about you. I gave you all the chance you are going to have. To the view of your logo I saw. Hashtag Empatipo. And my response to that to you was very simple, you can't have one and a Adinkra without the other. The opposite polarity to which is showing true of the Adinkra if you knew them complete. I don't even know them complete. But you had to fail. To use the Adinkra on your website just to pay public awareness to such a system that is actually origin from African wisdom. But you are tainted by American corruption obviously. You cannot use the Adinkra to single simple symbol. Try these. Hashtag Chromobone. Hashtag Nyansapo. Hashtag Insar. The patience I have out here for you is gone. Lost it long time ago. And you can't redeem yourself from this position. You just can't stop. To stop the hate. Without a severe reprimand and punitive functions against you. It is impossible for you to show any kind of redemption. I know the truth. I only need to read my email to you in regards to this, the science of swearing. I don't need to read it. I created a logo and it for you just as a showing above. I was involved in the ideals so that you could change your focus. You fail. Of course you fail. http://webdomains.grewup.net/centerforracialhelling.org/index/centerforracialhelling.org. Icon name last modified size description. Parentdir parent directory dash. Dear, Gmail dash, we have something serious, extremely serious underscore filer slash 2019-07 dash 2015-08 dash. Text Gmail dash, we have something serious, extremely serious dot htm 2019-07 dash 2014-55-38k. Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mindway at gmail.com.org 2019-07-2015-51 4.0m. IMG.